Hello, everyone. First of all, can I thank you for asking me to judge your competition? It's been a difficult time for a few months now, and no real end in sight for many clubs as we run our events virtually rather than in reality. I trust everyone is well, that we all continue to stay safe. I'm delighted and privileged to be your judge. I've enjoyed looking at your pictures and marvelled at the ingenuity people show in the creative way that they produce their entries. The first image is A Hidden World. The alpine scene evokes happy memories of many holidays my family and I have spent in Switzerland. And as we're locked down here, the picture makes me dream of going back. The cyclist gives scale and brings life as he rides towards the distant peaks. I enjoyed seeing how the peeling birch bark frames the view. It's a very well-conceived picture. Well done. Abstract Louvre. I've never visited Paris, but I know this is a popular structure. It's different here because of the post-processing treatment. The warm and the cool tones are blended well together in an appealing way. Perhaps some thought to composition is needed, though. Would it be better to have a little more space in the frame? The tip of the structure is right on the edge at the top, and it's sadly missing a bit at the bottom. What do you think? Afternoon Whale. Ah, killer tea. My first thought is, how do people's minds work? Well done, the photographer, for having the orca sharp so that our attention is focused upon it. Compositionally, though, it might be better if the whale was a little larger, as I find my eye keeps going back to the pattern on the cup because it's so dominant in the picture. All you need is a good pair of legs. This makes me smile and uncomfortable at the same time. I certainly couldn't stretch like that now. The clever use of mirror imaging reminds me of the introduction to those old Harry Worth sketches. Remember when he used to be at the shop window saying, "My name is Harry Worth"? The mono treatment is very effective as the legs and the graffiti pair well together. Intriguing. Final Frontier. Star Trek or Star Wars? All sorts of cliches come to mind. Warp speed, Mr. Sulu. Don't damage the space-time continuing, Doc. It's been carefully put together in a way that evokes so many memories and helps me enjoy remembering those old sci-fi programs. It's all relative. Flower Girl. An adroit and quite different way of separating the mono and coloured parts of this competent portrait. Sharply focused on her eyes where it should be, and I do find it appealing the way in which she's interacting with the viewer. A couple of technical points to watch out for, though. The line between the flower band on each side of her brow is just too sharp, and the mono edge of her right brow is a little bit jagged. So please take care when making these kinds of transitions. Hallstatt, Austria. I do ponder on how these pretty villages began. They grew up tight between the lakeside and the cliffs behind the alpine areas. Perhaps they began as fishing villages, but they certainly now cater for tourists. The viewpoint from the lake shows us the variety of buildings, though. I do wonder if showing aspects of life there would add a bit more interest for us. Headlight. A cleverly constructed parody on globes that appeals to my quirky side. There's a principle that constructs should have an element of realism, so should it be all mono, or should there be reflections of the orange light on the collar, tie and shoulders, perhaps on the hand and the globe? Food for thought. If you go down to the woods, there's quite a mix of wildlife in this terrifying scene. Bellowing triceratops, a skeletal diplodocus, and a woolly dog. How long does it take for graffiti to appear on a dinosaur, I wonder? The diagonal dappled light makes the foreground attractive, and the point of view is well chosen so the objects add interest, all calculated to make us smile. Leaving Grimm. This conjures up a dystopian impression of life, aided by the title, intriguingly constructed and very well composed to draw the viewer's attention to the figure beside the gap. I'm fascinated. There's just so much to see and to wonder about. Millie's Paradise. Is Millie really enjoying this? That tiger behind looks lean, mean and hungry. It does look a little too tall and thin though. Some thoughts. When making composites, maintaining a sense of scale is often important. And here the butterflies in the distance have been carefully chosen to match the size of the parrots. The picture has low resolution though, so in turn it doesn't look sharp. Perhaps some help needed here? Are there colleagues in the club who can offer it? Missed the last train. And as the sun goes down, this could be a long walk. It is true that early morning or late evening light gives a glow to the image, and here the luminosity of the fields and the track bed enhance it enormously. The steampunk family is well placed to aid the composition, but shadows are not quite lined up with the sun. And is it my monitor, but the two figures seem to be stretched vertically, which I do find distracting. Mono swirls. I'm always fascinated by the way foam on moving water and longish exposures create these images. The contrast in this picture marks out the currents and displays their interplay very effectively. Composition is always difficult, and I feel seeing a little more of the S shape at the top would help. Has it been cropped out, or would care when framing the shot at another time be the answer? Muscari. Grape hyacinths are tough little plants. I like them and they've spread all over my garden. Despite my wife trying to restrict their growth, they do keep coming back, so you can imagine the squabbles. Close-up pictures of flowers always reveal hidden details. Here the tubular shape of each one is well displayed in front of the muted background. In setup shots like this though, absolute attention is needed to get the image sharp. And here it's a little soft. And one small point of composition to think about, moving the camera a little to the right would separate the lower flowers from the other two, keeping the stems cleanly apart, making it look less cluttered. Nebula. I find the portrait part of the image, sideways on, rather uncomfortable to look at. Nevertheless, this is how it's presented. The stars and the space debris form an intriguing background though. Compositionally, what it would look like if the figure were smaller, showing us more star stuff, and might it be better rotated upright? All food for thought and worth a try to see. Northumbrian moon. A great shot of the moon, and the way the illuminated stratocirrus clouds point to Bamborough is great. Those few lights on the castle really bring it alive and bring back memories to me of holidays spent up the North Northumberland coast when I was little. I can't help but think, though, that when the moon is oversized in a familiar setting, its bright area should face the direction of the sun. Astronomically, that's a conundrum. Root canal. I laughed at the pun in the title, spelled R-O-U-T-E. Well-placed humour. Does the composite work? Well, yes, in part. It looks like the kayaker has come down the road into a ford, and the hands-up pose hints at supreme complacency in choosing just the right vehicle. Perhaps a bit more care to blend the edge of the water where it meets the tarmac, though. Side Old Town. The warm tones of the sky provide a tranquil background to the Greco-Roman ruins. It's the sort of image that conjures peace and calm. And can't you imagine the warmth and the whisper of the breeze in the palms? The columns and the fallen stones are well placed in the square format. Just a pity that the resolution is low, so everything appears in soft focus. Small Skipper. A really well-presented close-up that shows us all the details of the insect at rest on the forget-me-not, where the detail of the flowers and the glandular hairs are clearly visible too. The subdued background makes the subject stand out for us. It's skillfully executed, although at present, trend seems to be favouring wildlife shots where we see a little bit of the behaviour of the animal or the environment and habitat in which it lives. The Great Death Star. Ha! Another pun. Great, spelled G-R-A-T-E. A humorous still life with the background manipulation cleverly done to create a sci-fi environment for the models. I do admire the thought that's gone into making the image. Well done. Times Were Hard. This is a very skillfully and well-assembled evocative portrait. How apt the title is. It raises all sorts of questions, such as, should we be counting our blessings? Has not that much really changed? Will the good times return and when? In short, accomplished. To the Moon. Ha! It reminds me of Look North years ago, when Mike Neville was reminiscing with a guest about the best ad-libs when they were in Panto at the Palace in Newcastle. The fairy godmother says to Buttons, to the moon, it won't take long, in my balloon. They climb in, up goes the balloon, but the ropes snap, leaving them stranded in the basket. Quick as a flash, the fairy godmother says, have no worries, have no cares, away Buttons will use the stairs. Shouldn't we laugh at the humour the author has created in the picture, even when we have to keep metres two apart? Voice from Above. Just look at how the children are paying rapt attention to the crow. I wonder what it's saying. It reminds me of the old Norse saga of Odin. He had two crows sitting on his shoulders, called Thought and Memory. Each morning they flew off, came back in the evening to whisper their reports. As he got older, he worried in case memory never returned. Delightful night. Well-chosen composition and great skill in making this image. Well done. Windows 2020. This needs to be looked at carefully. The photographer has been very adroit because the reflections don't all match up. Interestingly, our eye is drawn to the orange fabric in the centre window. But then where? It's like a Giles cartoon. There's always something more to see at each time of looking, and that adds so much interest to the picture. Leaving Grimm intrigues me because it raises so many questions. What is this place? Who are the people? Can I particularly commend the way that the light from the gap illuminates the floor and the figure in the opening is just so important. Well done. Northumbrian Moon. Here, the way the clouds take our eye to the castle in this panoramic shot is so important. It's well conceived and constructed in a simple yet so effective and commendable way. Well done. A Hidden World. Here, the blend of adept skills in construction and the choice of the subject makes this a worthy picture. The cyclist and the winding road are so important as they take us towards the distant mountains, altogether deserving of third place. Voice from Above. The way the children are looking up and their placement are absolutely crucial to the success of this image. Their attentiveness, coupled with the choice of warm light and all the carefully positioned components, makes this an intriguing picture. Well done. Times were hard. A great portrait, and as I said, evocative for two reasons. First, the reflective look on the boy's face as we could almost feel his mood. And secondly, the ghostly images behind of domestic and workplace scenes from yesteryear all add together to make this a very poignant but worthy winner. Well done. Thank you. Look after yourselves and stay safe, everyone. Goodbye.